This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley will be remembered by pro-life advocates for extricating the U.S. from a UN group that was almost entirely about promoting abortion while it ignored the human rights its charter sought to address. Haley is now resigning after the end of the year. The movie Gosnell has Facebook banning its ads and Hollywood actors bullying Dean Cain, who plays a detective in the new movie. This weekend's release could sway public opinion further if enough people see Gosnell, the movie. I will be taking 50 listeners to a showing this weekend near Seattle. Maybe you invite a friend or two also. This is Life News Radio.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. The Gosnell movie opens on October 12th. Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this true story to the big screen.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family, too. We have a unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion. Don't miss out.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
In other headlines, with U.S. elections just 4 weeks away, election rhetoric is heating up and some incumbents are having a hard time justifying their radical support for abortion. More botched abortion reports are coming to light from a Chicago Planned Parenthood. A Wisconsin man will serve 22 years for murder after spiking his girlfriend's drink with an abortifacient. And NPR is reporting on a case of forced abortion in China. A Chinese woman headed for Kazakhstan was caught with a forbidden third child. The abortion was forced in a re-education camp. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.